Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. This is Islamic Upbringing and you're listening to IRIB English Radio. In this program, we listen to the curious questions and discuss the topics that are related to the Islamic upbringing of your children. And the answers and techniques discussed by the experts in our show are based on the Noble Quran, the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and also the narrations from our Noble Imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Well, today we are going to discuss coping techniques that make the lives of our teenagers much better. So, Brother Liaquat is here with me. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, when talking about the coping techniques, we have these techniques from Islamic point of view, from psychological point of view. But since you come with a knowledge of both, so we would like to benefit from both of them. So first, I would want you to tell us some of the coping techniques to make the lives of the teenagers better.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, we have spoken about techniques for the parents and the educators in the previous episodes, I would say. Like, how can the parents and the educators support the teenagers in navigating their challenges in their day-to-day life? Now we are going towards the teens themselves. Like focusing on them, what can they do basically in order to make their life better?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not necessary always that a parent is always with their teen, with their child, example, everywhere, wherever they go, whenever they need, example, you see? Why? Because the teen is going through a transition, is in this transition period, where one side is connected to childhood and another side is connected to adulthood, yeah?
Yeah.
So in reality, if we see and if we accept it, we see that the teen is somehow wanting to be independent in one way or the other.
Right.
So where we tell these techniques, example, or when we kind of, when we tell the teens themselves to go ahead and learn few techniques and follow them, what's going to happen is they'll get a kind of independence. Okay, I can cope up with myself as well. Number two is, okay, it's not necessary that the parent or the educators are always with their teens, example, yeah? So they have to know, in order to live a better life, it's a kind of their duty as well.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not just the duty of the parents to be behind their teens, yeah? It's their duty as well at the same time.
Okay. Yeah.
So
as we said in the previous episodes, it goes like a triangle.
Exactly.
The parents, the educators, and the teenagers themselves.
Indeed. Yeah, exactly. So I would say the first thing what we can do as a technique is getting enough sleep. And I would say enough meaning it's a good sleep, not a bad sleep. And this psychologically will help a lot with emotional health. Meaning the teen can cope up with their emotional health. They won't have a lot of mood swings and stuff.
Is there a difference between good health and enough
good sleep
and enough sleep?
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, let's differentiate between them after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, Wa Khaliquna Wa Rasiquna Wa Huwa Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadir.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here talking about the coping techniques to make the lives of teenagers better. Well, we said that teenagers should have enough sleep or good sleep. You said there are this difference between these two terms. So what is the difference?
Okay, so over here, when we say about enough sleep and good sleep, in the first thing what goes ahead is enough sleep. Enough sleep is a place where you have a schedule of, like, example, 8 hours or maybe like 7 hours, okay? You had it enough. Like, it's just enough for you in order to cope up with your day.
Right.
Okay? It's not necessary that you have slept like really good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good sleep shouldn't be to a lot of extent as well. Example, the ideal, I would say, from a psychological point of view, again, over here, the ideal time frame which is given for a person's sleep should be between 8 hours to 10 hours for a teenager,
okay.
Not for an adult, okay? This is for a teenager.
So if a teenager is sleeping for 10 hours, for example, he's having good sleep.
He's having good sleep. Okay, but few teens might get their good sleep at even 8 hours. So it's like person to person.
Okay.
There's a lot of difference, yeah.
And as you grow, it gets less, right?
Yeah, it gets lesser as you grow old. So again, like, of course, from the other side, when the person's getting more old, like example, after adulthood, like it's the old age, again, the sleep time increases. Anyways, so over here, enough sleep is like, okay, getting like 7 hours or 6.5 hours, okay? 6.5 hours is like, okay, enough sleep. It can be considered as enough sleep. Again, it's different from person to person, again, yeah?
Right.
So enough sleep will also help, I would say. But if a person is having, like, if a teen is going ahead with good sleep, then it will help with his mood swings and his overall mental health will improve, okay? He can cope up with his anger management, example. Okay, and also there's another point, like you would see the overall well-being can become more better with good sleep. Again, it shouldn't be excessive. It shouldn't be like 12 hours. It shouldn't be like 13 hours or something. The teen is just sleeping and sleeping and sleeping.
Okay.
This will bring depression. This can bring anxiety. The teen will not know what's happening
right.
with his own life. Everything what he sees, example, is only sleep, example,
all
you
right.
see. And of course, all the challenges what are existing in his or her life are like coming to a zero level, example, you see. So I would say going ahead with a good sleep is very good. And I would say the teen should describe himself or herself what is a good sleep for him or her. Like example, I would say going ahead and sleeping early and waking up early. And after namaz, example, if the teen is, example, sleeping for 1 hour or 2 hours, that is a good sleep, I would say.
Right.
According to me, what I have studied. But again, like it differs from person to person.
All right. So the key point here so far is that neither it should be less nor it should be more. It should be ideal in between and there should be moderation because moderation is key to everything almost. Well, we'll discuss more. Let's take a short break here and we'll be back in a while.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the coping techniques to make the lives of teenagers better. Well, so far, we reached a point that there should be moderation in terms of sleep in the teenagers. We said there's a difference between enough sleep and good sleep. Enough sleep for teenagers is 8 hours. And good sleep for them is 8 to 10 hours. And for some teens, it's just 8 hours. So, Brother Liaquat, you said even if under this time, what you gave us, under these hours, someone is taking rest less than this, then again, they're going to face problems. And if they're going to sleep for more than these hours, they're going to face depression and anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
So moderation is the key, as we also have in so many narrations that never go too extreme, things should go too less. Always practice moderation.
Yeah, definitely. So you see a lot of teens in today's world, unfortunately, where you have a lot of accessibility to the social media, to internet. What happens is they kind of use social media excessively.
Yeah.
So this will increase their screen time, you see. Instead of going off to sleep, when a teen goes to bed, he has his phone in his hand, okay? and he's just like doom scrolling, like, you know. And unfortunately, this has a lot of impact on the sleep, number one. Number two, on the eyes get strained. Number three is, you know, if a teen or any person looks a lot at the screen and or like increases the screen time, this will increase anxiety in that person. You know, there was a survey in which teens were asked, like, or like people even, they were asked about their screen time. How much benefit do you see from this doom scrolling?
Right.
And almost everyone gave the same answer, yeah. Which was like, it was useless for us. You see, hours and hours pass by and they just go ahead. And at the end of the day, they feel that they have wasted their time.
You yeah. See?
And they keep the phone aside and they go off to sleep. Because they have a schedule the next day, they have to wake up on time. And, you know, the sleep time is decreased.
Yeah.
So what's happening is, I would say the first step to go to sleep is being spoiled. Okay?
It's being...
It's
being what?
Spoiled. Like, it's being destructed over here. It's being spoiled over here. For this reason that, okay, if there was less screen time or there was no screen time before going off to sleep, you remember we had this discussion of ideal schedule.
Yeah.
And in that, we have spoken about as any person, like before going to sleep, that person should keep off the phone for like 30 minutes before going to sleep.
All right.
Okay, the maximum thing what a person can do is set an alarm before going to sleep. That's why a person should be using his phone. Example.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So otherwise, he should be getting good sleep.
Right.
So limiting screen time is the first step to get good sleep.
Yeah, even in screens, like today, we have some apps that tell you for your activity, you should set a limit. You have been using it for like long time, even like if you use earphones for a long time, your phone recommends you have been using it for like hours now. Or if you use some apps, they tell you you have been using it for hours, take some rest. So yeah, if we actually follow the moderation, then yeah, many things are going to remain in the normal pattern. Thank you, Brother Liaquat, for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.